I'm David Brancaccio in New York. New rules covering overtime work are now official and set to go into effect the first of the new year. Time and a half pay for overtime will then be required not just for hourly workers, but for salaried workers who make up to $35,500 a year, give or take. Right now, salaried people lose overtime at $23,600 a year. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how employers will adjust.
In late 2016, a judge blocked an overtime rule from the Obama administration that would have boosted pay substantially to over 4 million workers, many more than the new Trump administration rule. Kara Govero is with Mammoth HR.
The number is just so much lower, it's not worrying employers, or at least not very much.
That's partly because many big retail chains have already boosted their managers' pay, says Craig Rowley at consulting firm Korn Ferry. So who's left?
The smaller retail chains, the family-held chains, maybe 20 stores, the family-held restaurants, too.
Those employers will have to start tracking the hours of some formerly exempt managers, which could hit morale, says employment lawyer Ryan Glasgow.
Being an exempt employee is a bit of a status symbol. They don't have to track their time.
He says employers will have to convince staff they aren't getting demoted. The employer's just complying with the law. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.